This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You're invited here to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those, and you'll sound like you're sitting in the studio with us. It's Ian here.
Silver Dave.
Aria. And we've been, Aria, you've been sharing with us some of these quotes from youngsters who are in captivity. And we revealed toward the very end of the last hour that it's the United States that has a bunch of these young people, teenagers and children and babies, in concentration camps. Although some people are quibbling at whether or not they should be, they're not the same as those old concentration camps. Now it's more humane. Now we're only slowly starving the babies rather than putting them into ovens. It's better now.
We have a lot of more paperwork, so it's okay.
Well, there are fewer lice, I think, as well.
Than there were in the past.
You mean? Yeah.
So we can tell you more about
baby steps.
Yeah.
Towards improving the freaking concentration camps.
We're getting into the protest as well that happened in New Jersey apparently yesterday, with over 200 Jewish protesters coming out and blocking the street out in front of the Elizabeth Detention Center in Elizabeth, New Jersey. But first, let's go to Penguin. He's listening in Virginia and actually watching us on our Twitch feed over at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Penguin.
Hey, guys. Hey. I was prompted to call in because I heard Aria say something that I think I actually called on an after show and expressed kind of the same, similar view that why aren't people, and of course, that's also kind of, separately harkens back to the Nazi Germany comparison, but why aren't people doing something about this? And kind of what I said, because probably very few people actually heard that comment, was that, you know, we saw like in Oregon where there was Republicans trying to dip out from the legislature to deny them a quorum. There were right-wing militias trying to defend them. Then you had in Austin, Oregon, you had the standoff at the bird preserve or whatever it was that they were occupying, and you've had the Bundy rant situation. You have right-wing militias taking up arms and trying to put up a stand in some, you know, small situations, but once they have a lot of media coverage. And, you know, I was just wondering, I'm not saying it's hypocrisy, I'm not saying the reason why, I'm not saying these people need to have more guns or whatever the situation is, and I'm certainly not calling for it or advocating for it, but like, why there's an armed gang on the southern border that's rounding up and kidnapping women and children and people that are peacefully crossing and surrendering to authorities in most cases, because that's their tactic.
Well, and generally, the situation is you surrender to the authority or they shoot you.
Well, they have to eventually. But I think their plan is actually surrender and issue the, ask for the asylum claim, which, you know, they're peaceful people that are asking to be let in because of their situation. It's just absolutely horrific just for them to have the impetus to make that kind of dangerous trek through Mexico, probably.
So wait a minute, you're saying that people actually want to go into these camps?
No, I'm saying that usually their plan is actually too often, because they're not actually going with the Taliban.
They don't know what they're signing up for. Like the Jews in Nazi Germany.
Yeah, they're often going to the border crossings and asking for asylum, and of course that's how they're processed. Or when they try to go around, I think that might be how they're actually getting in the actual camps, because they're trying to keep the other ones in Mexico right now, and they're stuck in other camps, as in like refugee camp-style camps.
But so just to be clear, when somebody asks for asylum, they're like, "All right, you got to go wait in this camp, and then we'll process your paperwork or whatever."
Yeah, they're not letting them cross the border, so they have to stay in Mexico now for months.
Well, wait, I'm talking about the ones that are in this camp. Maybe I misunderstood what you were saying. I thought you were saying
that
they went in
there. I'm not entirely sure about that, but I know there's a gang. Either way, there's a gang that calls themselves ICE that's rounding up women, children, infants, on the southern border and holding them hostage.
Well, let's correct that, because this is news to me as well. It's not just the southern border. There's one of these facilities in New Jersey.
That's right.
Wow.
So presumably,
they're all over.
There's no well to it. We know there is one.
Yeah. But they're,
they're
capturing
all across the United States.
We have
they're
a
capturing
critic
on the southern border for the most part, I guess.
Yeah, I imagine that's where most of them are being captured. But if they're raiding businesses, they may be raiding them all across the United States, wherever it is that they believe that there are so-called
illegal
immigrants.
Well, that's one thing
immigrants.
They're doing. They're actually taking them wherever they are. They're capturing in one place, let's say New Mexico, and they're actually taking them like the parent to Kansas City and the child to Michigan and stuff like that. They're actually separating them by that far of a distance, and it could be months before they even have any contact with each other.
Miles Lowroad in our DLive chat over at DLive.LRN.FM claims that they are volunteering to enter these camps. I don't believe that for a moment.
I think that's a really sick way of viewing the situation.
Yeah.
Well, but what if they don't know what they're getting into? Like had been brought up that...
Well, if you
know,
volunteered yourself in, you should be able to volunteer yourself out, and I don't think it works that way.
Once you get in.
Awesome point.
Yeah. and the
this situation has existed. We've had a border for a long time without having camps full of people, and this is done completely intentionally to get the word out. Don't stop coming to the border. And they're coming peacefully to work. There's plenty of empty land, like Ian always said.
I mean, to me, it doesn't even matter why they're coming.
Miles Lowroad also says, why are we not holding accountable the people who are dragging their kids through such experiences, blaming basically the parents for putting their kids through this experience, as though it's their fault how the bureaucrats are starving them and putting them in ice lockers and whatever else.
Yeah,
I don't know how to respond to that level of inhumanity.
Right, because
what
Miles doesn't understand is that these parents are trying to get their kids out of a bad situation. They're trying to leave a place that, you know, maybe they're going to get murdered in the middle of the night by some drug gang or whatever, or corrupt cops, or, you know, there's all kinds of Honduras, for instance, is an incredibly corrupt country with a huge amount of drug gang violence. A lot of these people want to get out of these places. I mean, could you blame them for that? For like, okay, well, if we stay here, we might die. Okay, well, we could take the trek across Mexico and try to get to a better place. We've heard that the United States is more free. We've heard that there's more opportunity. There's better jobs. There's less murder in the United States. Well, it's a little risky, but we know we might get hurt more so if we stay here. So let's just go. Let's hit the road. And they made it, obviously. You know, they made the trek through successfully.
I mean, is this what people want the United States to be known for? I mean,
putting people in concentration
camps? Yeah, as it is right now. You know, we're this sort of beacon of hope. Hey, come here, get a job, be successful. It's a land of opportunity. Oh, but it's not. Come here and get thrown into a freaking concentration camp.
And it's not the first time, right? I mean, it happened in World War II here with concentration of the Japanese and Germans as well. So it's not like, you know, this is unprecedented. This is just more of the same. It's just now we have the ability, thankfully, we have the Internet, and we have the ability to shed more light on these situations as they're going on. Unlike, you know, Nazi Germany, where people didn't find out until later what had been going on in the concentration camps there. Here, at the very least, there are people on the outside who are aware of what's happening, and they can shine some light on it. They can go and they can protest, as they've done. They tried to shut down the road. Unfortunately, dozens were arrested at the protest in Elizabeth. Penguin, any other comments? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, just on that last note, I would say that, yeah, I don't think history is going to look very good back on this. I mean, unless we have a really horrible and more grim future ahead of us, I think that as we're progressing, we may not end up with death camps. I can't really make that prediction either way, but you know, history is not going to view this favorably. It's not going to go down good in history, and the people that speak out are going to be like the few people that spoke out, like in Germany.
Thank you, Penguin, for your call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Again, 200 Jewish protesters showed up at a concentration camp in Elizabeth, New Jersey. This apparently was yesterday. And they protested, they organized, they put themselves in the streets. Many of them were arrested, dozens of them. Arrested. Tay Phoenix, who was one of the protesters, says, quote, I'm a Jewish Latina. The military camps where my people are being held today are concentration camps, just like the camps my people were held in 75 years ago were concentration camps. She said, that's why I'm here. That's why we're here. I'll tell you more about their demonstration, their protests here in moments. Will this continue? Will there be other such protests at other locations over time? We will find out. And if you want to share your thoughts, you can. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us here if you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about American concentration camps. I started the show out, Aria, with some of the quotes that you had shared with us from some young people that have been being tortured in conditions, including keeping the lights on constantly, cold, very cold conditions, very thin, if any, mattresses whatsoever. In many cases, no mattresses, or even mattresses being taken from people in the middle of the night. Babies sick, potentially dying. Guards refusing to administer any kind of treatment or allow them to see a doctor. This is just a quick overview of some of the quotes that you had read in the first hour, which led to a story about some protesters out in front of the, I guess there's an Elizabeth, New Jersey facility, and these protesters were there yesterday, 200 of them approximately, with dozens of them arrested. We'll tell you more about that. By the way, it's Ian here.
Silver Dave.
Are ya?
And I want to make sure that you know about Liberty.menu. I was actually on the site today because one of the cool features about Liberty.menu is after you've listed a thing, like, you know, you get a business, for instance, that you have that you want to promote to other liberty-minded folks, or maybe you're a digital content creator or an events coordinator, you can promote all those things on Liberty.menu. But once the thing that you have there has been there for a year, they send you an email saying, hey, just want to make sure that your thing is still a thing. Like, are you still in business? Are you, you know, still making this show that you were making before? Whatever the thing is that you listed on the site, they send you an email and they say, hey, you're about to expire. You can renew. Just click this button and then, you know, we'll just check over all your details. Make sure your phone number didn't change, or, you know, make sure all the information is up to date. And then you just resubmit the listing and you're back on the site, or you won't get taken down. If you don't respond to the email after a couple weeks, they will pull your listing as inactive because you didn't respond.
Right.
And nobody wants to have a business map that's full of a bunch of outdated entries. So in my experience, that's a really useful feature that they put onto Liberty.menu. This is exclusively, by the way, for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So if you work for ICE, you don't qualify to use Liberty.menu. You have to be an actual person who cares about freedom. So check it out. It's free, and you ought to get use of it because, again, it's free, so why not? Liberty.menu. You can use code FTL if you like. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and you'll get a Free Talk Live listener badge on your profile. So a little bit more about this protest that you gave us a heads up on, Aria, where they blocked some of the entrances, or at least one of the entrances, to the Elizabeth, New Jersey detention facility, concentration camp, whatever you prefer to call it. It's a place where human beings who have never harmed another person are being kept against their will, and they are, in many cases, not being fed well, and they're not warm, and they're sick, and they're not being treated. The demonstration came a week after conservatives attacked Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from New York, the representative there, for labeling the administration's detention centers, where legal advocates recently found hundreds of children living without access to soap, personal hygiene necessities, and sufficient food. Concentration camps. In fact, I don't think you read one of them, but I believe you had a quote about how there was no soap available, and there was one of those quotes.
Yeah. No soap, no toothbrushes.
Right.
And, you know, that caused a storm on social media of former American soldiers who had been captured in combat saying, you know, Al-Qaeda gave me soap and toothbrushes.
Yeah.
The Taliban gave us soap and toothbrushes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
The U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, however, rejected Ocasio-Cortez's statement, saying the museum, quote, unequivocally rejects efforts to create analogies between the Holocaust and other events, whether historical or contemporary. Well, that's stupid.
Yeah, well, they want their own little special museum to be, you know.
Nothing compares to our saga.
Yeah, I just
happens over and over.
Find that really insulting. Like,
sure.
I mean, it would seem to me that the people at the Holocaust Museum would be the best people to ask about, well, you know, how does this compare to what happened, you know, under Hitler? Did they have soap? Did they have, you know, toothbrushes? I mean, can you give us a comparison? No, we refuse to even comment. We will never compare anything because nothing could ever compare to the Holocaust. Off the table. We can't even talk about it.
Yeah, that's bad reasoning. I think at the beginning, the conditions in the Nazi concentration camps were probably on par with what we're hearing about the concentration camps in the United States. It wasn't until, you know, several years into the war that conditions just became absolutely disastrous.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
They were never good.
Sure, of course not. any institutional facility run by the government for housing human beings is always going to be bad. There's just different levels of bad. Is this to the level of putting people in ovens? No, not at this point. However, tell that to the mother who has to watch her baby starve. Tell that to the mother who has to watch her child come down with an illness and can't do anything about it. Can't even get a doctor in there.
And history suggests that it will get to that point.
It's already to that point.
No, I'm saying the point of ovens.
Oh. Well, so there was actually an interesting conversation I had with Chris Cantwell about this topic. And I think it was actually off the air. Plus, there's actually news about Chris Cantwell that somebody posted in our chat room over on the Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. For those that don't know, he's the former host here on Free Talk Live. We kicked him off the air as a host because he became a racist.
We frowned upon that.
I just saw him a few days ago, and he gave his explanations. He's definitely very interesting. And I do like that he says what he thinks, even if it may not be popular.
Well, what he thinks
he did
is
not
stupid.
Deny, but he did not. I'm not saying that what he thinks is that I support his ideas or not. But he did not deny that he does believe that his race is superior.
Yep, he's a racist, and it's sad because he's pretty smart guy, and it's a shame that he left the ideas of liberty. Because not only is he's a racist, but he's also just a straight up statist at this point. He's completely gone from anything about libertarianism, like completely gone from that.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I wonder what happened to him.
Well, good question. Generally, Cantwell likes to be the center of negative attention. So he believes that when he is hated, he makes money. And there's evidence that that's true. It's just that he went so far this time that he couldn't actually make money because he got shut down by PayPal and shut down by other financial services providers. So it actually made it more difficult for him. And so now he's got all that baggage, and it's I don't feel sorry for the guy. It's a sad thing.
I think I do.
It's sad to watch because
he can't turn back now. It's too late.
I think that it's never too late for redemption. Now, whether or not other people will believe him when he turns around or if he turns around is another question. How many people are going to buy his next character turn, whichever direction that goes in? But the reason I bring him up is because his claim. So, I wanted to know what's the Nazis' side of the story. What do they say about the concentration camps? Now, he didn't deny that they existed because there's plenty of them that'll do that. They'll just straight up deny
that there were never any camps whatsoever.
Yeah, they're called Holocaust deniers.
Well, I'm aware of people denying the intentional extermination of the Jews,
mm-hmm.
but that's a different thing from saying no, there were never any camps in the first place.
Yep.
I thought the Holocaust deniers took a position that, they existed, but they weren't trying to kill them. It just happened due to bad hygiene.
Let's continue here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Edward Gallagher, the Navy SEAL accused of war crimes, has been found not guilty of murder and attempted murder. Gallagher was accused of killing a captured ISIS fighter and firing on civilians. Trade talks continue between the United States and China after both President Trump and the President of China met at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan. Director of Trade and Manufacturing Policy Peter Navarro explains what both sides have to discuss.
We have as a starting point The ending point where talks broke down, which is the 150-page plus agreement across seven different areas, such as forced technology transfer and intellectual property theft.
The Census Bureau will not include a question about citizenship in the printed questionnaire for the 2020 census. That's according to an email sent by the Justice Department. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow is up 69 points to close at 26,786. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I want to make sure you know about my magic mud. It is black tooth powder that's made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. And it seems like almost every Free Talk Live host either has used or is a current user and fan of My Magic Mud. Without, I think, most of them actually having been around this show, because a lot of our hosts are pretty new. Aria, you're new as of the last year, basically.
Yeah.
And a lot of these hosts have, you know, just kind of come across My Magic Mud over time. They didn't start using it because they were a host, you know, 8 years ago or whenever it was that we first advertised My Magic Mud. Well, they're back. And they've got even more products now than ever before. Of course, the original black tooth powder that I talked about is clinically proven to whiten teeth, but they've also launched toothpaste line as well as mouthwash and other great products. In fact, you can go to major health food stores like Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and even Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle to get My Magic Mud. Or, better yet, you can use our code FTL20 on their website and get 20% off at MyMagicMud.com. That's code FTL20. For 20% off. It's MyMagicMud.com. Ian Silver, Dave, and Aria in the studio here tonight. We're sharing with you some of the details on the protest that went on outside of a concentration camp in the United States. And CommonDreams.org is sharing the story. 200 Jewish protesters basically saying, yes, we do want to compare these to concentration camps. Yeah, look, hey, we're Jewish over here, and we're okay with comparing this, because some people are saying, well, we shouldn't be comparing. Nothing compares. Even the Holocaust Museum's official statement is that they, quote, unequivocally reject efforts to create analogies between the Holocaust and other events, whether historical or contemporary.
Well, hold on.
We just reject any conversation whatsoever or just insane.
Which negates the whole point of their
the
existence,
Museum. Yeah.
Which is to remember, right. Thus not to forget.
Not to repeat it.
And not to repeat it.
You were saying, hold on, what?
I don't recall.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's a distinction between the Holocaust and concentration camps as an idea. Just because
they usually are thought of together, though, right? Like,
right. I mean, the Holocaust was the murder of 6 million Jews.
But there were more people that were murdered than that. They murdered some blacks, they murdered others, but yes.
It was like 12 million.
Yeah. Oh, people only ever talk about the
Jewish number
people.
Changes a lot.
Well, I mean, he's talking about if you add in the other people they murdered.
Okay. But at any rate, that was the Holocaust, right? And concentration camps were just how it was largely implemented.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Not being compared to the Holocaust. But the concentration camps are being compared to other concentration camps.
Sure. They don't want that to happen, though,
apparently. Well, I would expect the Holocaust Museum to know the difference.
Well, but when you say Holocaust, you know, word association, if you ask people what's the first thing that comes to mind, they're going to say probably concentration camps, ovens, extermination of people, Jewish people, or whatever. That's likely what's going to be associated with the word Holocaust.
Right? Yeah, but that's a lot more than just concentration camps.
I understand that.
Yeah, well, and here's another thing that a lot of people don't think about, and it's easy at that time for people to not realize the level of what they're doing, just like the Nazi soldiers probably didn't think that what they were doing was wrong until, of course, then they're getting in trouble for it, then people actually care. And my connection is that you may or may not know this, but according to some mainstream statistics, over 10 million non-military people have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan since 2001. Let me say that again. Since 2001, over 10 million non-military Iraqi and Afghani people have been killed. Now, right now, everyone's like, oh, that's fine, because everyone thinks that they're such horrible people because they've been brainwashed by their government to accept what's being done to them because their government's making a lot of money raping their land for poppy and the other things that they're doing over there. Anyway, but what about in 5, 10, or 20 years, are people going to look at it the same? And I think it's totally possible that there may be a global shift in the power structure and who has the power. And then when that changes, then all of a sudden what they did, then everything changes. What I mean is that, you know, America's doing everything right, but all of a sudden when they're not powerful anymore, then all of a sudden they'll be like the horrible Nazis. And so just like the Nazis were getting away with what they were doing because they had power for a period of time, I think it's possible that the United States government, and I worked for the government, I was in the military, and I'm not anymore for these reasons. I can't participate in those things anymore. But I'm not sure that people will always feel like these wars were right.
I think that you're not. I don't think the American government is fooling people outside of the United States very much. I think that already you've got people who already look at the U.S. government in the rest of the world. They look in and they see the tyranny from the outside pretty clearly, or they see how abusive the U.S. government is in other countries like Afghanistan and Iraq. They see that a lot clearer than the American people. Were you talking about that the American people would stop seeing their own government's actions as, you know, unassailable and good?
Well, like, this connects to what we've been talking about all day, that, like, do people think that these actions and the concentration camps that currently exist in the United States, where there's 20 kids in a room with one bed and no toothbrush, well, like, people accept these things. Well, if 10 million people in the Holocaust, like, all these people were murdered by Nazis, well, right now, all these people have been murdered by, you know, the United States government. And would people think that that's okay to say, well, there were supposedly 7 guys who hijacked a plane and knocked down a tower, so the United States government is like, okay, well, we'll kill 10 million kids and wives.
3,000 people that died.
Yeah, so, like, but no one seems to care. I mean, like, I care. I think that the people in this room probably care. But a lot of people don't seem to care, but also because they're afraid of their own hide.
Of
people
course.
Are scared that if they say, okay, this
is wrong. This is very wrong. Then they would get in trouble.
They'll be targeted.
They'll be a terrorist, too.
Well, that's a sign that you live in a police state, right? Like, if you're afraid to speak out because you're worried that they're going to come after you, well, then you might be in a police state.
I think we do.
I would say that's a really good indication that you're in a police
state. I think we're there.
Well, kudos to these protesters who are willing to stand up and be arrested for what they did in New Jersey yesterday. According to the story at commondreams.org, in its statement of purpose ahead of the protest in Elizabeth, Never Again Action, that's their name, did not mention the museum's stance, though the group did make clear its disagreement. Quote, "As Jews, we were taught to never let anything like the Holocaust happen again," said the group. "We refuse to wait and see what happens here now." Similar actions are planned for Tuesday, that's today, in other cities, including Los Angeles, Chicago, and Boston. The group said in a video calling for others to join the campaign, quote, "ICE isn't just at the border, they're in every community. Since politicians won't shut down ICE, we will. It's going to take all of us." Immigrant rights organizations applauded young Jewish activists from across the country for standing up against the Trump administration's violations of human rights and attempts to turn away from the reality of prison camps in the present-day United States.
See, you know what I think they really screw up, though, is when they say, oh, the Trump administration.
Sure.
Just, I think we probably agree with this, because then all of a sudden, then all the Trump people, they suddenly don't like this article
anymore.
They
won't listen. Yep.
And they won't listen anymore because they side with one emotional political group or the other emotional political group. But they really should not say the Trump administration. They should say the government.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one thing.
They could throw out Obama's name, too.
Right. Exactly.
Then at least you're balancing the one with the other. Like, they could say, and these camps, which have been in place since the Obama administration, are now continued under Trump. You know, at least they would then, you know, acknowledge that this actually isn't a new thing.
Right.
This has been going
Instead,
on.
Instead, they just say, these camps that are produced, sponsored, and managed by the United States government, mm-hmm. who gets their money from us, who supposedly represents us,
right.
We don't want to pay for this anymore. Shut it down. Or, you know, whatever, but instead it just continues and we'll be more and more enslaved.
A little bit more coming up here about this protest, which, again, were supposedly happening today. So maybe there's some other news stories about Los Angeles and Chicago and what's happened within the last 24 hours on this. We'll take a look for that. If you want to contribute, you're welcome to join the conversation at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We're talking about concentration camps. Yay! That's a happy topic. Hey, look, sorry if we brought down your night here, but we're actually not done with this. Because, well, guess what? We still have concentration camps today, not just in the United States. I actually have another article about the North Korean concentration camps, prison labor camps, a.k.a. torture camps. But that's not to say that...
This also exists in China. Right,
yep.
Now?
Yeah, there's the internment camps that they're putting the Uyghurs in northwest China because they're Muslim. You know, that's all. They want to re-educate them.
They're not atheists.
Right. So if you want to comment, you can join us here. It's Ian Silver, Dave, and Aria in the studio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, I do want you to know about the Free Talk Live feed over on DLive. We are now what they call a verified partner on DLive, which means that there's what they call transcoding available. So if you want to lower the resolution of the video feed to save a little bit of bandwidth, you can now easily do that. Just, you know, it's right there on the screen. And let's see, they also, now that we're a verified partner, we can accept subscriptions to the channel, which is cool. There's a few perks that you get as a subscriber, but honestly, I'm not really sure what they are at this point. We're still kind of new on DLive. We started just a few months ago, and it's been a pretty good experience so far for the most part. So check us out. You can follow our channel. We have over 700 followers thus far. We're trying to hit the 1,000 mark for followers. So please go to dlive.lrn.fm. You'll find us there when we're live, and then after the fact, you can always watch shows later on over at dlive.lrn.fm. So as we continue here, sharing with you the story from commondreams.org about a protest that happened yesterday and actually is supposed to be happening today in other cities around the United States. It's being organized by a group strangely titled Never Again Action. I just find that a weird title. It's like they don't want to do anything, but they're taking action or something. I think what they're saying is never again will we have concentration camps is the idea. So they say this is Movimiento Cosheca, a grassroots campaign for the protection of undocumented immigrants. They had a statement about these protests saying, quote, "We are inspired by the Jewish community who today sent a bold statement of solidarity rooted in their past struggles as families continue to be separated, as children continue to be caged, and as thousands of immigrants are forced to make a life-threatening journey across borders out of desperation. Every American should be called to stand up and take action." The group added that, quote, "These times will not be defined by the actions of our enemies, but rather the actions of those who feel compelled to do something and demand that immigrants be treated with dignity and respect." So
it's a beautiful sentiment.
It's a very nice sentiment. Unfortunately, as you had commented earlier, there's just not a lot of people who are willing to stick their necks out. It's very hard, and I kudos to the 200 that actually did show up. But the problem with civil disobedience, and I say this as someone who's done a fair share of it and has been arrested for it and gone to jail for it, civil disobedience is just not sustainable by the individual.
Right.
If you have 200 people one day and then a different 200 people the next day and then a different 200 people the next day, that could work in theory if you had enough people who are willing to put their butt on the line and catch a criminal charge, because they're going to hit you with criminal trespass, disorderly conduct, obstructing government administration. These are some of their favorite kind of catch-all protester charges. And who knows what else they'll cook up for you. But you can probably guarantee they'll probably charge you with resisting arrest as well. So those are like the typical four that they like to go after people with. And, you know, then there may also be other federal charges about, like, you know, blocking an immigration facility or blocking an entrance or something like that, right? So there could be other charges as well.
But if you have enough people, I mean, there are safety in numbers, right? They could not.
They have people, too. I mean, they have lots of cops. They will bring in the police from outside of the area. When we went and we did the trespass of 12 here in Keene years ago at the new jail, they literally brought in every single cop from the surrounding towns to arrest us. So they didn't have just Keene cops. They had Marlborough police. They had Swansea police. They had state police. Right. They had, like, every cop they could muster to come up and arrest us. They had literally 13 cops for a dozen protesters. So, you know, if you needed
200 protesters.
We did need 200. Unfortunately, we had like 50-something, but most of them left. And that's because we weren't expecting the cops to show up or whatever. Oh, no, actually, they did come out and they did threaten us at one point from the jail. And they yelled at the crowd. There was like a crowd, probably like 50 to 70 people.
Oh, is this when you were arrested for sitting outside in the parking lot discussing where you were going to eat lunch?
That's correct. Yeah, well, we weren't sitting. We were actually literally leaving. Yeah. We were actually walking out, like saying, all right, let's go get some dinner. And that's when the cops rolled up and just started arresting people. They didn't even tell us that we had to leave. Because the claim was that the jail guard had come out and yelled at a group of 70 people at one point. And by the way, the jail guard's sort of nickname is Mumbles, because he's not known for being particularly good at, like, you know, projecting. And so this dude came out and yelled at a crowd of 70 people. I honestly didn't hear it. There were a lot of us who did not hear anything. We didn't even barely know that he was there. It's a large crowd of people, right?
Yeah.
And so their claim was, well, you were given notice that you had to leave, and so therefore the police didn't have to give you another notice. That the cops just rolled right up and just put handcuffs on us and took us into the facility. At that point. But my point there was, if you can outnumber them, that usually does increase your odds, but that doesn't mean that they won't call in the National Guard, right? Like, they've got other people that they can call.
If they called the National Guard on protesters, though, that might be enough to kickstart some actual change.
Happens all the time. It's happened plenty of times recently.
Absolutely.
But I don't disagree.
Recently?
Like, I think that what are some examples? That Bundy Ranch, someone was talking about that earlier today. Didn't they call the National Guard for that?
They had all kinds of goons.
I mean, that was just some hillbillies who took over federal land, though. What we're talking about here are people who would be protesting a concentration camp. Let's say 10,000. Let's say we managed to get 10,000 people out there to protest it. They call in the National Guard on that. I fully would expect the next day for fires to be lit all across the country.
Story from Boston.com, published at 1:24 p.m. today. Older gentleman Alan Dornan has walked the last 530 days for undocumented immigrants. Last week, he was arrested by Homeland Security officers during a protest. Sorry, I was trying to find stories about what happened today. Here's one. Close the camps protests held in San Francisco and other cities over immigrant detention facilities. According to the story out of CBS San Francisco, hundreds of protesters denouncing the detention of immigrants by U.S. Customs and Border Protection have made their way to the federal building on 7th Street Tuesday afternoon. The protests began near Senator Dianne Feinstein's office. Protesters initially blocked traffic on a couple of streets before marching down to 7th Street, chanting, "Close the camps." I would like to remind protesters that you aren't winning friends if you block traffic. I understand you want attention. I get it. That's the point of the protest, is you want people to see you. You want to have an impact. But if you're going to block traffic, block the parking lot or block the road going to the, like, if there's nothing else on the road, right? Like, if the detention camp is at the end of the road, I don't care if you're blocking the traffic there. But if you're blocking traffic anywhere else, then you're punishing the commuter. You're punishing the people who are just trying to get to work, or they're trying to get to the hospital, or whatever, you know, wherever it is they're going with their day. You're saying, my protest is more important than your schedule, and we're going to stand in your way. And you are not, if you're the protester in that case, you're not going to persuade that person. Like, maybe that person would have been on your side until you decided to step in front of them as they're trying to get to work and, you know, not be late. They're driving in San Francisco traffic or whatever to try to go to wherever it is they need to be. And some protesters are standing in the way for God knows how long.
Yeah, this is basically what destroyed Black Lives Matter as a movement.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, they were everywhere. Mm-hmm. They were all over the news almost every single day. And then suddenly, for the last 2 years, there's been almost nothing from them.
You think it's because they blocked traffic?
Yeah, they made everyone angry at
wow.
them. It's like, you've got a good cause here, but you blocked, you know, the only usable bridge across Memphis here on I-240, and you kept an estimated 20, 40, 50,000 people from being able to travel.
Right.
That's not acceptable.
Not I think that one of the things, you know, we were talking before about people wanting to save their own hide and they don't want to stand up. If people think they have a chance, like if you think we actually can do it, then people would come out of the woodwork and stand up against
you're
these
right.
things.
Yep, I think you're right about that. What would make them feel that way is a whole other question.
There's a lot more of us.
There are. And strength. There is strength in numbers. You're not wrong about those things. We can talk more about it on the way. The website, by the way, apparently, closethecampsnow.org. That's where some more information is about the protests today. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Were you there? Tell us about it.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.